We had very good church ladies who used to give us things. Every now and then we'd get parcels sent to the home and they'd be addressed to, say, Vera Harris would get this, Kathy Harris would get something else. Mainly they were for kids that didn't really have parents, and they would get this nice little bundle of clothing, like it would be a nice little dress or a nice pair of new panties or, you know, just something different and new. And we used to think that was just absolutely wonderful. Mm. Now, these were elderly ladies who used to send us these from different churches, and then we'd have to sit down and write them a thank you letter saying, you know, we received a parcel. Now, I heard this only just the other day. Remember Gladys telling me? And I didn't think it. I could hardly believe it was true. But one of my sisters was telling me that there was one particular matron in one of the homes where she worked. She used to take the clothing for which came in these parcels and give them to her nieces.
And what one of them used to take, because I know when we were at the mountains, and, of course, during the war too, I mean... there was a lot during the war. Burnside children didn't get, like, way back, but then the war was bad regardless of whether you were in a home or not.
Mm.
But soap apparently was hard to come by because there were coupons for this, that and everything. But I remember my mum, I was going through the stage that scenty soap and that would be lovely. Oh, and yes, I must have said to my mum, I'd love a cake of scenty soap, you know. So from somewhere she got this cake of soap. And she said to me later, did you get your cake of soap? And I said, no. She said it was mauve. It was pretty mauve colour, round cake of soap. And I said, no. So, of course, she asked the matron about it. And she said, oh, we pool all the soap. So she'd gone through the Christmas presents. And because Mum would get us clothes. There weren't, you know, many toys when we were tiny and believed in Santa. She'd be sort of, but during war years, that's right, Dad had a handbag and a dolly made for us because he knew a lady that made them. But mainly it was clothes. And then later, when I suppose Mum thought, oh, we're getting a bit old for toys, whatever, we didn't have a lot, she'd get clothes. But I remember the church ladies, apparently they were stepping in one year, apparently they took a name of all the children who didn't actually get toys or books, because I would have loved books. And I remember come Christmas morning, it's a real surprise, getting this parcel, and it had snakes and ladders and Ludo, and a little Lucky Charm bracelet and something else. And I still remember today the people who gave it to me, because I had to write back, were Carolyn and Angela Wilts were their names. And they were from Northbridge. And I remembered, I was so thrilled with this, this parcel.